listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Welcome back to ABQ Connect, and all the way from Grapevine, Texas, outside of Dallas, Chip Lusko, the General Manager of Connection Communications and KLYT Radio, is with us. Hi, Chip.
Howdy, howdy. I'm a cowboy.
Are the national religious broadcasters teaching you a few things?
Always. Permanently, yes. Yes, they are.
Well, it sounds like it's a fun convention. Chip, you have been involved with NRB and that convention for many, many years. Are there always new and innovative things you learn when you go?
No, but I meet great people, and that's really the purpose of this, is it's one time. Well, of course, there wasn't an event last year. No one really knew how it would go this year with all the uncertainty about travel and but it's really pretty well attended, and it's been a pleasant surprise. As I was saying, Jim, the real benefit is you're in one place with 3,000 people who are like-minded, and of those, I have working relationships with a lot of them. So it's really an efficient way to see people face-to-face once a year.
Chip, you've mentioned to us as we've talked about the radio station transition here between KNKT and KLYT, you've talked about how radio's changing. Do they talk a lot about that topic at NRB?
Well, that's a great question, Jim. And of course, there are those who, you know, are, let me say gently, in the old wineskin category is still, you know, radio is king. But there definitely is a movement, a subtext. We met with the folks from Pray.com, and they're making tremendous inroads. We're partnering with them at the Connection, and Skip's on there daily, and they're carrying our Freedom Celebration broadcast. And so there is definitely an undercurrent, a cross-culture of what's happening in new platforms. That's definitely a consideration here. I'm trying to, maximize that impact. But also there's some social political things happening. Former Secretary of State and head of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, will be speaking here on Thursday, and our good friend Joel Rosenberg will be interviewing him at the Israeli Breakfast, which is a really standard event, a huge event every year at the NRB. And in fact, Joel was just right here at this microphone a little while ago. He spent a full hour with Skip being interviewed for our Connection broadcast coming up shortly in a few weeks. And Joel is just, what the Lord has done with him is so remarkable. And they've talked about it in depth in Joel's new book, Enemies and Allies. Mm-hmm. And he and Skip have had the opportunity to be in palaces and presidential suites and the Oval Office, and they talked at length about that, and what is transpiring in the Middle East is nothing more than revolutionary. And the Abraham Accords, they were fortunate enough to be on the South Lawn of the White House when it was signed, and so they were actually, in the incubation stages of the Abraham Accord in the Middle East, meeting with the various royalties, and then they saw it come to fruition, the birth of the Abraham Accord, which is phenomenal. And so they talk at length about that. We'll be airing that entire broadcast later on Connect with Skip. So that's one of the real highlights of the show. We have friends coming in from all over the country. We get a chance to see you walk down the hallways. And it's always interesting to see Dr. Jeremiah and Dr. Tony Evans and Erwin Mutzer. And that's just commonplace. And, of course, Mike Lindell, who's become a celebrity in his own right.
He has. He has gone way beyond selling pillows, hasn't he?
That's a fact. And so Eric Metaxas is here broadcasting live, and Charlie Kirk. And so there's a it is not, but the NRB is not what it was. And things are changing. Things are fragmenting. People are understanding that Zoom calls and whatnot can take the place. But there's nothing like a face-to-face meeting now and then. And things do happen spontaneously. But, the glory days of the NRB And I at one time went there and President Reagan spoke and was held at the Washington Hilton. And that may have been the pinnacle of NRB exposure and power, but it's still a significant force in the broadcast industry.
Chip, you've taught us that terrestrial radio, that is radio stations and line of sight radio signals, are going to be around even though people think they're not. In fact, I had a lecture yesterday from a listener that said, hey, I don't want you to go away from being on the radio because I have to listen to you on my way to and from work, and it blesses my day every time I listen.
Right. Well, that's good. We're not going anywhere. 88.3 is one of the legacy stations that will be around for the foreseeable future. There'll be some attrition, there'll be some fallout, there'll be some poor operators, some marginal signals who probably won't survive, and there will be attrition. But the legacy radio is going to be here in our lifetime, and that's what we're part of. And but we're also making sure that we're covering our bases with a new platform, with Spotify, with Pray.com, and using every possible avenue. You know, the Bible says, by whatever means, preach the gospel. By whatever means. And, you know, Paul used the Roman roads. Paul used the Roman galleons. Paul used Mars Hill. So that's my commission. By whatever means. And so we're not married to any of them. We want to use all of them.
I know, Chip, you can't reveal a lot about the conversation that you had with Joel Rosenberg. You and Skip had a chance to talk with him, but I suspect that when you lock a man like Joel Rosenberg in a country like Israel, and all you're doing is giving him time to research and to write, that may turn out to be an amazing thing with this new book, Enemies and Allies.
Oh, he's a remarkable individual. He just turned Joel loose. You put it very well, Jim. And then you put him in Israel in the combustion of, he lives, I've been at his home in Jerusalem. He lives a stone's throw, literally, from the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. And so he's at what he calls the epicenter. That was the first project we ever worked on with Joel in 2005, the epicenter, a documentary project as a offshoot of his book. But Israel is the epicenter. Skip has a phenomenal teaching on how Israel is the epicenter spiritually, socially, militarily, and politically. But he's right there. And to watch him be raised up to meet with presidents and princes in Saudi Arabia and the UAE and be invited in and have Skip have the opportunity to explain the gospel to Muslim princes is just, it's almost biblical.
Chip, I appreciate you spending some time with us, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the convention and come home highly motivated because we had lots to do here at KLYT.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
Good to talk to you, Chip.